The places you go and they say, there's a cover charge. How much is it? Well, it's $1 or $10 or $10,000. Yeshua said, I paid the cover charge. The powers of hell accuse us before Yah. Yeshua says, the dumb pays the cover charge. It is the price of the blood of Yeshua pays the cover charge. He covers us. It is the blood of Yeshua that covers us and cover all of our transgressions, all of our sins, Yisrael. Come on, we rise up with Yah when our minds becomes carnal and they began to practice carnality. We're enemies against Yah. And yet the dumb of Yeshua said, I cover that. I paid the price. He has paid the price in full. Toda Yah for Digimini reading that is the propitiation, the price completely paid. There's nothing else owed. Nothing else. It is the dumb that has paid every price. It has paid the price. We fall. Yeshua says, covet. Covet. It is covet. It is kafar, covered. And that is what the kafar, the atonement, the reconciliation of Yah, it covers us. It covers us. That's just like working a job and you make a mistake and someone says, I got you covered. I've covered it for you. Don't worry about it. That's what Yeshua does when we fall. He says, covered. Covered. I've got you covered. And so Yah brings us to this very explosive time of the season that we may understand the value and the importance that it caused our hearts to be filled with such fatness of rejoicing at the shalom of Yah. Now, the riches of Yah. Shalom, His riches. Great wealth. Hallelujah. Because we know that it still takes the dam. The precious dam of Yahshua to cleanse us. And to wash us from all of our sins. Now let me read this. In Weira, I want to go back to Leviticus 8 and 14. Now you still hold that 16, but I want to go back here to Leviticus 8 and verse 14. Yahshua, the offering. Yahshua is the offering of consecration to make us cleanse. But it says here in the Torah, Leviticus 8, 14. And he brought a bullock for the sin offering, and Aharon and his sons laid their hands upon the head of the bullock for the sin offering, and slew it. You all see that? And killed it. They impaled it. And Moshe took the dung, and he put it upon the horn of the altar round about with his finger. And purified. You tell me that purified? Purified the altar. And poured the dung at the bottom of the altar. And he sanctified it or set it apart to make reconciliation upon it. Do you all hear that? To make kafar, atonement, upon the altar. Yeshua is the altar of Israel. We can bow at the feet of Yeshua HaMashiach. And Yeshua, even in this natural act here, we can see where Yeshua, brothers and sisters, he took on the nature of man. He did not take on the strength of a Melech. He did not take on the strength of the ark or the power for Melechim. He took on the nature and the strength of man for the purpose to let us see the power of the works of Yah by the revelation of His Word, His Torah, His truth. Now, this is what Moshe, as he spoke unto Yisrael, the sequence of the offering and the atonement for Yisrael, Jahu speaks to us in Ibrahim, Hebrews, hallelujah. The necessity of the office of the Kohan, God, all the high priests, for there must be one to make the offering. Yeshua made the offering for our sins. As Moshe set apart or sanctified the altar, so has Yeshua, that we can come before the altar of Yah. Hallelujah. Where in the tabernacle now, on your knees, on the ground, on your knees, wherever you are, you can just drop, because it is the altar is set apart by the blood offering. And Moshe took his fingers and he placed it upon the altar and he poured the dam around the altar of Almighty Yahweh. And that's what Yahshua did when the dam began to drip and to wash away our sins, and the weight of our sins began to dissipate. Then everything about us became clean. Our minds, our thoughts, our hands. We could lift up hands that were cleaned and not hands full of sin and wickedness. We could lift up clean hands unto Almighty Yah. Just in Ibrahim. Shaul speaks to us. Hebrews 2:14. Take this to heart, Yisrael. It says in Hebrews 2:14. Far as much then as the children are partakers of the flesh and dam, the blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same. And through death he might destroy him that had power of death, Shaitan. That is Shaitan. 2:15. And delivered them, us, who through the fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. You fear death, you're going to be subject to bondage. You're going to be bound. You have no confidence in Yah. None whatsoever. We say to death, where is your sting? Grave, where is your victory? Because we shall rise again. We shall get up. Why? Because the word of Yah says so. For verily, he took not on himself the nature of Melech or Melechim, but he took of himself of the offspring or the zira, the seed of Abraham. So in every way, listen now, so in every way it behooved him to be made like his Israelite brothers, that he might be merciful, that Yahshua might be a merciful and a faithful Kohen Gadol in things pertaining to Yahweh. See, he had to be faithful. He had to do things right, so he was made like his brothers, the Israelites. He suffered, he endured, he was made. He did not take on the nature of a Melech. He took on the nature of his Israelite seed, an offspring of Abraham, that he felt the pains and the stings of death and the scourge of the Canaanite's tail that beat his back. That he may be faithful concerning the things that pertain to Yah. For what reason? To make reconciliation, kafar, atonement for the sins of the people. He had to understand the plights and the agonies of Israel to cause their minds to turn against Yah when he speaks an instruction unto them. He had to. And if he had a team in the high position of a Melech, nor no sin, he took upon all of our sins in that body as the offering to reconcile us unto the Abba. And so it was a shameful thing that even the word of Yah, that Yah, his integrity was put to test by a vile, degenerate people. We can't test Yah. We can't try the Ruach of Yah. I know what Scripture says, try the Ruach. We know the Ruach of Yah bring forth fruits. When a man speaks about the Ruach of Yah, it will cause fruit to develop in our lives. It will lead us down the path that leads us unto the reconciliation of Yah. Bring us to the presence of His Habashiach, Yahshua, that His blood will cover us. And we can stand in the presence of Yah. You must understand, brothers and sisters, in order to go to the Kohen, you have to have an offering for your sins. And so we must have a sin offering. And the only sin offering we got is the dam of Yahshua. And that's why we don't get into the presence of Yah. Because we don't allow this covering, this kafar, the blood of Yahshua, to cover us. And the presence of Yah is fullness of joy. We must be kafar. We must reconcile unto Yah. And that's what Yahshua has done. Verse 18, for in that he himself has suffered being tempted or tested, he is able, Yahweh is able, more than able. He is able to succor, to help us, them that are tempted or tried. See, he's able to help us. He has reconciled us, and he's able to help us, brothers and sisters. He is able to help us. Yahshua is able to help us. It is in the power of that reconciliation of Yah that he brought help unto us. So Yahshua knows our infirmities. He knows our plight. He knows our trials because he was tempted and tried. He took upon all of our infirmities. So he knows them all. He knows every last one of them. There's nothing that we need to tell him, because he yada, he has experience. He knows them, Israel. And that's why when we understand the power of this reconciliation, when we understand the depths of being reconciled unto Yah, we know that Yahshua Sakor, he helps us. We know that he will help us. It's not a question of if he will help us. We know that he will help us. We must understand this reconciliation. He reconciled us, Israel, for this purpose, to help us. He brought us back to help us. He brought us back to teach us, and his Torah helps us, Israel. We're not brought under the shackles and the bondage, the carnal philosophy of thinking. We're free. We're free in Yahshua. And we are so free that we shout it every day, I'm free. And I'm free indeed. For whom the Abba has made free is free. We are free, Israel. He knows how we've been tempted. He knows how we've been tried. He understands that, brothers and sisters. Yahweh does. And that's why he says to us concerning this time. Back to Yirah, Leviticus 16:31. Yah says, it shall be a Shabbat of rest to you. He's given this to us. You all see that? Leviticus 16:31. Yah says, it shall be a Shabbat, Shabbat Shabbaton to you. For rest, it should be a Shabbaton. It should be a time of rest to you. He says, and you shall not afflict your nephesh by a statute forever. He says, and the Kohan whom he shall anoint, and Yahshua is the high, the Kohan Gadol for us, and whom he shall set apart or consecrate to minister in the Kohan's office in his father's stead, shall make the atonement, and shall put on the linen clothes, even the kadosh garments. He shall make an atonement for the most kadosh place, and he shall make an atonement for the tabernacle of the congregation and for the altar, and he shall make an atonement for the kohan and for all the people of the congregation. Yahshua has made the atonement for even the kohan, those that walk in the priestly office to minister unto us the understanding of the Torah of Yah. He has made the atonement for the congregation and for the tabernacle as well. For our body is the tabernacle of Yah. It is where the Ruach of Yah dwells, where the Torah and the living power of Yahshua dwells in us. And that living power of Yahshua is the living Torah. That's simple. Hallelujah. It is not complex. It's easy to understand. And this shall be an everlasting statute to you, to make an atonement for the children of Israel. And this is seen in the provision of Yahweh himself. This shall be an atonement. You shall make an atonement for the children of Israel for all their sins once a year. And he did as Yahweh commanded Moshe. So we do as Yahweh commanded Moshe as we come to this time, this great offering unto Yah for the atonement for our sins. It is to be reverence of Yah and the power of His HaMashiach. For He has delivered us from all of our sins and all of our corruption and all of our wicked ways. Yahu gives us in the book of Hebrews, Ibrahim, He gives us the assurance of this atonement. Look what He says in the 10th chapter, verse 19. He gives us assurance, Yisrael. Ibrahim 10:19. He says to us Hebrew Israelites, brothers and sisters. He says, having therefore, Israelite brothers, sisters, the elect of Yah, we have the boldness or the confidence, the strength to enter into the Makam Kadosh, Mother Dom of Yahshua. He says, we have the power to enter into the place that is Kadosh, into the presence of Yah, by Yahshua. He said, but we have by a renewed and a living way, which He has, Yah has, consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, the flesh of Yahshua. And having a Kohan, a priest, Hagadol, a high priest, over the Beit HaMikdash, of the house, the great tabernacle of Yahweh, He tells us this, let us, we have an atonement, Yisrael. He tells us, Lord, that we have one that has made this great offering for us, and atoned for our sins. Then let us draw near with a true love, a sincere love, with full assurance or most certain of your confidence in Yahweh, the full assurance of Emunah, faith, having all of Him, our hearts, sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. We draw close with full assurance that our conscience has been sprinkled by the blood of Yahshua, and we have been washed in the pure water, the living words of Yah. This word by Emunah we believe. Listen, we believe that we have an atonement by the dam of Yahshua. So we have a pure water that washes or cleanses us, and we know that our sins, we know that our sins are forgiven, and they're cast as far away from us as the east is from the west. We must have the full assurance of that. It is the thought of sin that keep us bound and making us doubt Yah Yisrael. Not because there's an atonement. I don't care what the enemy says. We can declare the atonement. The covering of Yahshua has covered my sins. There is an atonement. And I have the boldness to enter into the presence of Almighty Yah by the full assurance and the backing and the weight of His words. We have full assurance by the Emunah, by the faith of Yahweh. We have that full assurance, Almighty, of Almighty Yahweh, and having the confidence that we need before Almighty Yahweh in the presence, in the spirit of Yahshua. And our bodies have been washed with this living truth, this word that He preaches unto us to establish our assurance. Emunah come by hearing, and hearing by the word of Yah. And so He gives us assurance in this kafar, this atonement that He has granted unto Yisrael. He tells us this in verse 23, let us hold fast. Let us hold fast, brothers and sisters, the profession of our Emunah without wavering. Without wavering. Why? Because for He is faithful, that promise. Yahweh is faithful. Yahweh is faithful. He knew that in due time, even though we were enemies, He had an atonement. Was He faithful in that? Was He faithful? Yahshua has paid the price. So let us hold fast the profession of our Emunah. For the price has been paid. The atonement, the reconciliation unto Israel is assured. And we rest in the assurance of that. And we boast mightily And so that's why this hour we come and we boast in the rejoicing with the Torah unto Yah, with the excellence of praises unto Yah, for the atonement of our sins, for this Yom Kippur, that we know that our reconciliation is sure in Yahshua HaMashiach. Hallelujah. What the bullocks and the asses could not do, Yahshua, He paid it all. And He has given us the full assurance. Now let us go from there. From this atonement, your sins are forgiven. You atone unto Yah. Now let us go in the full assurance. Let us go in the assurance of Emunah, the faith of Yah. Brothers and sisters, don't waver because of doubt. Don't waver because you've fallen. Go in the full assurance of the atonement. Don't waver because you've come short. We have the full assurance of the promises of Yahweh. If we waver not and doubt not the promises of Yahweh in Yahshua. May the strength of Yah rest upon all Yisrael. May this atonement of Yahshua be a great delight for us that are Levim. Rest in the assurance of the promises of Yah, because we know that He that has begun this tough work in us, He is faithful, and He shall finish it. He shall. That we walk in the perfect order of His Torah, and that is that we doubt nothing that Yahweh speaks unto us. May Yahshua rest in our bosom, the power of our resting in Yahshua, Yah in Yahshua, His word to reconcile us. It is the word that brings us back. It is the word that pleads with us, say, come on back, children. Come on, let me sprinkle you. But my mind is from you. That's all right. I let this blood sprinkle you. Come on, let the blood, come on, let Moshe the blood touch you and sanctify you. That is what make us justify before Yah. It is the dam. We just have faith to believe it. We just have the emunah to believe it. Just believe it. I don't care how your mind wrestles against you, believe it. I don't care how senseless it seems, believe it. Because it is the truth of Almighty Yah. May He barak you. May He strengthen you all. You are friends that are listening, that have joined us. Wherever you are, may the blessings of Yah rest upon you all. May the strength of Yahshua fill your life. I said to my sister last night, you have food, somewhere to live. Sister, Yah is greater than our circumstances. He's much greater than that. He has given you much. You got sisters. You got daughters. Come on. Let those that love Yah. You have a family. Trust Yah. I hope she's listening. Trust Yah. He is our health and our healer. He takes care of the sparrows. He watches over us. And I don't know how many sparrows there are, but it's beyond my ability to count. And all of us together, we could spend all our lifetime, we would not count them all. All right. And Yah watches over them. They sow, nor do they reap, but our heavenly Abba takes care of them. And so will He take care of you as well, Yisrael. May He bless us and strengthen us as we take great delight in this Shabbat Shabbaton. And we will rest as Scripture commands us. No, and serve our labor. We will not work. I want to read this. Let me read this. Just listen to this. Yahweh takes this time very serious. I want to read this quickly. You can write this down and you'll read. It says in Vayera, Leviticus 23:26. I'll read this quickly. 23:26. It says here, and Yahweh spoke to Moshe, saying, also on the 10th day of the 7th month, there shall be a young, that's Yom is day, Yom Kippur, day of atonement. It shall be a mikra, a kadosh, a kodesh to you. It shall be set apart to you. He says, and you shall anah, you shall afflict, you shall humble yourself, you shall bow down yourself, you shall afflict your nefesh. And that is your entire being, your breath, your life. That's what the soul is, the nefesh. It is the entire substance of man. And offer an offering made by the fire to Yah. And our offering, it is the fire of the offering of praise. It's the fire of His living word in us. It, as Jeremiah says, the word of Yah is like fire shut up in my bone. So we offer that offering unto Yah. He has not changed. It's an offering of praises. It is a crescendo of praises. That the fire that burned that we can't stop. We can't be quiet. He says in verse 28, and he says, and you shall do no work in that same day, for it is a Yom Kippur, to make an atonement, a kafar, for you before Yahweh, your Abba. It is the covering and the cleansing of your sins, the forgiveness. It is the mercy. That's what Yahshua is. Isn't the mercy of Yah and the atonement of Yahshua? Were we not enemies? Were we not alienated in our minds? But He showed us mercy, didn't He? That's what atonement is. When you atone with someone, you show them mercy. He still talks to us, doesn't He? And He walks with me and He talks with me. And He told us tonight that you're His sons and His daughters and He loves you. And He tells me that I am His own. And the joy that we share as we tarry there. Na, na, na. See, everybody can sing that. Everybody can sing that. Hallelujah. He says in verse 29, for whosoever, listen now, for whatsoever soul it be that shall not be afflicted in that same day, he shall be cut off from among the people, his people. And that's what Yah says. He said, the one that will not afflict themselves, that is trying to satisfy the natural proclivity of the natural desire, he said, that one shall be cut off from among the people. And whatsoever soul it be that does any work that same day, that same soul, he did not say that Moshe, he said, I will destroy. So this is not something that we can take as a forest. He said, that same soul I destroy from among his people. So they admitted that when they come to the knowledge of his truth, they will not obey that. Then Yah, there's no life in them to produce fruit. And we know we need life to produce fruit. And so there's nothing to come forth out of him because Yah does that. He means what he says. Yahweh does not change. The severity of this is not, he doesn't say that about Peshaka. He said, but this time, this one, he said, I will cut that one off. And he cuts them off. It is a threat from Yah. It is not David Roberts. This is Yah. He said, you shall do no man of work. And it shall be a statue forever throughout your generations. In all your dwellings. It shall be a Shabbat Shabbat home. And you shall afflict your nephesh in the ninth day of the month at evening. And it began when we came into the tabernacle. The ninth day at evening. In the seventh month. Even from evening to evening. So those fruitcake liars that say the day of Yah begins in the morning until the next day, they're liars from hell. He says, this is the day from evening to evening. Does he say that? The evening of the ninth until the evening of the tenth? Now, how do you get around that? And there are liars that debate this and fight, wrestle the scripture. He says, from evening to evening shall you celebrate your Shabbat. So we began on the evening of the ninth to the evening of the tenth. We shall celebrate. He said, did he say celebrate? So when you have a party, you celebrate, don't you? We have something greater than a party, all right? All right. So when they get down the boogie down in the world, they celebrate, right? So he says from evening, he tells us when to celebrate. From evening to evening, you celebrate the Shabbat. Oh, yeah. So he tells us when to celebrate it, what time he has set apart. And he warns us, say, now don't, in essence, when I was in the world, there were those that were hustlers, and they would say, don't play me, boy. What they're saying, don't think, don't try me. Don't play me. Don't play me. Don't think you can play me. Don't use me now. Yeah. Now, if you just flat out just tell me, that's all right. But I'm not a sucker. Yeah. So don't play, y'all. Don't think you're getting by. He said, no, sir, I'll work. He said, and the soul that does not afflict themselves, he said, I will cut them out. Now, this is what the word of Yah says. He has not changed. Not one bit at all. Not one bit. So the soul that does not receive this great atonement And allow the laboring of the work of Yah to operate in us on this eve, from this eve to the next eve, to give our flesh no room to mandate and to dictate. Then Yah, he cuts our minds are cut off where we can't even receive the truth. We begin to wrestle the truth. We begin to reject it. We begin to have problems with the truth. So let us see what the word of Yah says. It's so simple. Hallelujah. The world got, in America, we got all kind of memorials, don't they? They coming up with the pagan, they got the pagan Greasy Pig Day coming up soon, next month. They got their Lion Day of Samurais celebrating pagan Christmas. They got the New Year began. This is what the atonement is. It's like a refreshing. To understand what Yah has done, that's why it's so celebratory. See, why you refresh, you revive. They got their New Year's resolution. We have the atonement of Yahshua that revives us daily, all during the day. Hallelujah. So I'd rather have Yahshua than to have their resolutions, because they never keep a one of them. May the riches of Yah rest upon you all. Our friends that are listening, may Barak you all. May you have a great Yom Kippur tomorrow as you rest, as you delight in Yahshua. May it be one of sweetfulness and fellowship. All you that have joined us tonight, you that will listen, I had a sister call me today, and that she asked me, was I part of Yahweh Ben Yahweh? I said, no, I'm not. So Yahweh Ben Yahweh said he was the Messiah, right? He's dead. And people hold fast to these liars and deception. I have no problem saying that. Yahweh Ben Yahweh, he had a little bit of mysticism, a little bit of Hinduism, a little bit of Islam, a little bit of Farrakhan. It was not of Yah. Hallelujah. That's not his name, Yahweh. Try to take the honor of Yah. Yahweh, he wasn't with him. He's dead. He did not get up. And he's not getting up. He's dead and in the grave. I don't mark that, but he's dead. He had no life in him at all. Only Yahshua atoned for our sins. They got one out there today. He calls himself the Comforter. And he packs him in 30, 40,000 in Philly, New York. He says he may be what he called the Holy Ghost. He is not the Ruach HaKadosh or HaKodesh of Yah. But he packs them in. And the women go in frenzies. And just, I've seen them in a clip and they just saw. He called himself the Comforter. Overweight, fat, swine looking thing, what he is. Hallelujah. I don't take that back. So I told her, you go to our website and listen to some of the messages first now. Better listen to this preacher. You may not like what he say, because I'm not a pretender. We must deal with the sins. Yisrael. I'm glad that there's an atonement. Come on, Brother Patrick, you all, we're going to close with our song tonight. May Yah Barak you, all you, our friends that are listening. May He bless you all. Have a great Shabbat, Shabbaton. And then we shall enter into the Shabbat after that. So you're going to have your minds revived and your bodies revived. And restore yourself. My, no one greater than Yah. What he tells, if we do what He tells us to do, it restores us physically. It restores us mentally. It restores us spiritually. It really does. You become so you almost get bored just sitting there, don't you? Just resting. Huh? I'd rather have that. I don't mind feeling that way. Hallelujah. May Yah Barak you all. Come on, let us stand to our feet. Bless you all, Yisrael. This is for you all that are listening, wherever you're listening from. May the blessings of Yah fill your heart. Hallelujah.
desires. Israel, we have seen you Rosh Hashanah, blowing of the shofar, to prepare our minds that bring us to this washing day as we prepare for the great Sukkot gathering in the booth, rejoicing in Jerusalem, the fellowship of these great days as we come to the last Gadol Yam, the great day, Vahamashiach Yeshua. Bless us all tonight, strengthen. Bless all Israel, our friends and faithful givers and supporters. Strengthen them all. I pray for Sister Powell as we bring her before you tonight. Strengthen her, I pray, and cause her heart to rejoice. May you revive her tonight in a mighty way like never before. That you may rejoice in the strength of your Hamashiach, Yahshua the Lamb. We pray for our enemies, bless them. We pray for the shalom of Jerusalem and the strength of all Israel. We berach you, our Abba, in the most excellent and mighty name of Yahshua Hamashiach. We berach you. Israel cried, hallelujah. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah. Hallelujah.